The plan that the Assembly will debate next week would limit government revenue to about 3 to 4% increases each year. It would have to pass two sessions of the legislature and be approved by voters to become law. GOP Congressman Mark Green says he supports the idea because Wisconsin's tax burden is among the worst in the country. Campaign spokesman Mark Grawl says the problem is it would take at least a few years before it went into effect.
But in the meantime, if we elect Mark Green as our governor, we're going to see some immediate relief. We're going to see some fiscal responsibility in Madison. And we think that that's what Wisconsinites are looking for, what they want. They want some leadership. They want a governor who understands that higher taxes are costing us jobs.
Green says that as governor, he'd immediately cap property taxes statewide and cap state tax collections. He says government would have to learn to do more with less. But Democratic Governor Jim Doyle called that idea extremely short-sighted.
I'll tell you, if you want to really just gut the university system in this state, and if you want to make sure only rich people can go to college, and if you want to see the quality of public education get diminished significantly, and if you want to see any effort at economic development at the local level come to a screeching halt, then that's your package. That's what you want.
Doyle says he supports cutting government waste, but says it needs to be done the hard way, by sitting down and making decisions about what parts of government should be trimmed back. Doyle points out that he inherited some of the largest budget deficits in state history when he took office and managed them without raising income or sales taxes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.